The Honorable Heath McDonald is the Federal Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, and he joins us on the line today. Mr. Minister, thank you very much for joining us here today. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. It's been a little bit of a tough 2025 in the agriculture industry. Comments, please, just general comments on the fact that agriculture has been hit hard, especially here in the West.
Yeah, it certainly has, Keith, and it's unfortunate, but those are the times we live in. So, you know, our farmers work hard and are extremely resilient, and I'm optimistic we're going to get through this and hopefully come out the other end in a better place.
The federal government has helped in a couple of big ways, especially up here in northwestern Alberta. One announcement that just came through today, as a matter of fact, is the new biofuel production incentive that has over $370 million put into it, especially in the canola industry. How much will that help the agriculture sector here?
Well, I think it's been something that, you know, the farming community has been asking for a number of years. And I think it's a start. And I think having the Prime Minister, take this initiative is extremely important to me and extremely important to the canola industry. You know, proposes to launch a 2-year biofuel production incentive to support renewable diesel and biodiesel. And alongside that, Keith, we're looking to amend the CFR to support domestic biofuel producers. So, clean fuel regulations, extremely important to address that as well. The $370-some million is basically there over the next year and a half to 2 years, hopefully to maintain the levels that we're hoping to continue. And then moving to the CFR may take a little longer as far as over the next few months to get it through legislation and so on and so forth. But it's important to know, Keith, that we're going to, you know, we will be consulting with industry, too, to make sure that we're going in the right direction. So it's certainly a good day. It's a start, and it's something that we've been pushing pretty hard for my department to get involved in this situation and have this day announced. So we're pretty happy with it.
Having said that, Mr. Minister, how much was this incentive needed, especially after the devastating tariffs that were put on the canola sector by China earlier this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly a direct result of it, and in two ways. I mean, there's other programs that we've announced today too, with the advanced payment program and agri-marketing, and also a regional tariff response initiative and a strategic response fund called the SURF that is set up, and agriculture and canola will be a part of those as well. So it's a good day. Is it the end? I don't think so. I think there's lots more to do, but it's certainly a start, and it's certainly allowing us to recognize the importance of canola and agriculture in this country. A lot of times I think agriculture gets pushed sometimes to the side of the desk, but I can tell you today it was front and center. And it made us feel pretty good in our department to be able to do this and start a process for the biofuel sector as well.
Was that the idea behind the livestock tax deferral program that was introduced a few weeks back by the federal government, in the sense that, yes, even the livestock producers need help as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think, we feed Canadians and we feed the world, and I think we depend and sometimes overlook the importance of agriculture and agri-food in this country. We expect it, and when you go to the grocery store, you just expect it to be on the shelf. Sometimes we don't think about where it comes from and the inputs that are put into it and how hard our farmers work. And again, they depend a lot on weather and so on and so forth, and can be very challenging with weather and disease. We forget about that. So we need to be able to target our supports and support those sectors that need it most at the right time, and that's hopefully what we're doing.
That's a good point you bring up here, Mr. Minister, is the fact that Mother Nature and this summer have not necessarily been in been on speaking terms in the last little while, especially in the agriculture industry. A number of jurisdictions, especially up here in northwestern Alberta, have declared agriculture disasters because of lack of moisture and drought conditions. I know it's probably more of a provincial thing to worry about or a thing to look at, but how is the federal government assisting with some of these even local jurisdictions and even provincial jurisdictions helping out with agriculture disasters that have been declared?
Well, I'll be honest, we take our cues mostly from the provincial ministers and work closely alongside them. And, you know, when things happen, sometimes it's very regional, too. I mean, it might not be one full province. It might be parts of the province that require some assistance or something to that effect. We do have a suite of BRM, business risk management programs, but so we stay in close. I'll be meeting with my counterparts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I believe, of this coming week in Winnipeg, and these are the types of discussions that we have. So it's important for me to hear and for them to address the situations in their home provinces. And again, it can be different from community to community. I've seen that when I visited Saskatchewan. So it's something that we need to address constantly and keep on the front burner.
How much are these meetings going to be trying to sort of make things right, I guess, in the agriculture industry moving forward?
Well, I think there's always issues, and the trade issue takes a lot of oxygen and a lot of time, but we can't forget about those sectors that are not affected. We're very fortunate in some ways, with the exception of canola. Most of our products are trading, about 96% of our agriculture products are trading free of any tariffs, but of course canola being a big one with almost a $5 billion industry is extremely important. And when I say $5 billion, I mean it's $5 billion not just to the Prairie provinces. That's $5 billion out of the Canadian economy. And the Prime Minister has said time and time again he wants the strongest economy in the G7. If that's the case, we're going to need agriculture, and we're going to need every sector of agriculture to be successful. So we got to ensure that we're doing everything that we can alongside them to ensure that they're successful, because if they're successful, we'll be successful.
My colleague Kyle Moore likes to throw in a personal question to the ministers when they're on the trending 55 hot seat, just to show that politicians are people too, and I agree with him, certainly. You are the Member of Parliament from Malpeque, which is in western Prince Edward Island, and I know a little bit about Prince Edward Island. I spent a little bit of time there on a vacation, actually, with my honeymoon in 2012. Very beautiful part of the country. Just out of curiosity, Mr. Minister, any plans for maybe a visit out west, maybe specifically to northwestern Alberta with the family to see our little corner of paradise?
You know what? I did get up into the foothills in July. I actually went to the Stampede, so I had some opportunities in that regard. But no, you know what? We're moving all the time. In Winnipeg this weekend, of course, and I would love to be quite honest with you. And I'm glad you came and spent a little bit of that hard-earned money you have in PEI. So kudos to you, and if I can get there at some point, I would more than cherish it, for sure.
We would definitely look forward to your visit, Mr. Minister. We really appreciate this. Heath MacDonald, he is the Federal Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food. Mr. Minister, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.